Back in Afghanistan, the first peacekeeping troops are poised to go in. British Marines are expected to be in place in Kabul by Saturday. Questions are already being raised about how safe those troops will be, whether there will be enough of them, whether, in fact, there is any peace yet to keep. And NPR News analyst Daniel Shore says there's another challenge: how exactly those international peacekeepers will work with the U.S. troops already inside Afghanistan.
Saturday is the birth of a nation when Hamid Karzai, representing a new Afghan generation, becomes the head of an interim government for 6 months, trying where others have failed to build an entity bigger than contending factions. In attendance will be a midwife in the form of some 200 British Marines, the vanguard of a United Nations peacekeeping force of some 3,000 to 5,000 whose rules of engagement are still being negotiated. The force will likely be drawn from Europe, Asia, Canada, and beyond, but America will not be part of it. In Afghanistan, the United States is still pursuing its residual mission of hunting for Osama bin Laden and other terrorist leaders. But basically, the Bush administration has started moving on to the challenges of the wider war against terrorism. Today, the United States gave the United Nations a detailed report of actions it has taken to combat terrorism as a model for what others can do. It is offering to help other countries formulate their anti-terrorist programs. At NATO in Brussels yesterday, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld talked of the new threat of weapons of mass destruction and cited the growing demands of the anti-terrorist campaign as a reason to reduce peacekeeping forces in the Balkans. In France, the Treasury Department reached agreement with Interpol, the international police force, to create a database permitting quick access to terrorist financial networks. But meanwhile, American special forces remain engaged in Afghanistan, their relationship to the UN peacekeepers remaining to be defined. The American commander, General Tommy Franks, has spoken vaguely of some form of command arrangement with coalition headquarters in Tampa, Florida. British Defense Secretary Jeff Hoon has spoken of close liaison. But there are the makings of a delicate situation if American forces are perceived as standing on the sidelines while the peacekeepers come under pressure in Kabul. President Bush has promised that the United States will not walk away from Afghanistan as it did more than a decade ago. Impatient to get on to the next chapter in the war against terrorism, Mr. Bush may yet be reminded of that promise. This is Daniel Shore.